Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're continuing to work closely with USDA as they implement and conduct the sign-up for the Market Facilitation Program. While the sign-up is currently open at the county FSA offices, we know a number of producers have encountered various issues and questions about what acres will qualify and possible problems in what is and is not eligible. And we continue to work with USDA staff in Washington to try to get clarification and resolution on those issues. And we know that the software program that the county offices are using for MFP is continually being updated to try to address these issues. So would encourage producers, if you've encountered any of these problems in your county office, please continue to follow up with them and be patient as they're trying to work through some of these updates to try to address the issues that have been raised.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA plans to begin the sign-up for the Farm Bill programs and specifically making an election between the ARC and PLC programs for the 2019-2020 crop years. And that process is expected to begin in early September and continue into the first quarter of 2020.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The other focus for the council right now is on the trade front, and particularly as it relates to the negotiations with China and the impact that the tariffs are having on U.S. cotton exports and cotton prices. And while the tariff situation seems to be escalating between the two countries, we are told that negotiators in both countries are continuing to have discussions and continuing to try to figure out if there's a pathway forward. But at this point, it does not look like there's going to be a near-term resolution to that issue. Also on the trade front, there's going to be a lot of pressure and focus this fall in Congress to try to get the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement approved. And the real focus there is on the House side, particularly with the Democratic caucus, and trying to build enough support among House Democrats for Speaker Pelosi to bring that legislation to the floor for a vote. The expectation is once it comes up for a vote, it will pass overwhelmingly, including with a lot of Republican votes in the House, and then can move to the Senate where it's expected to pass relatively easily as well. And so the timeline on that is most likely sometime in October to November to try to get that trade agreement through Congress.